The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. One of the things I've been thinking about recently is maybe once a month having someone of a notable musical stature, singing, musician, in just to play some music that is a Christian. Maybe we should have John Fogerty come in. I have past ties with John and hearing that song. I'm just kind of thinking out loud. Hey, before we go back to the phones and talk about impact and the elections, I've got a ton of emails. And I normally don't go to the email bag, but I've got some good ones. And we've got some callers on hold as well. We've got one line open. 888-528-2557. I'm opening the Bible. I'm looking for a particular scripture here that I want to share with you. I prefer the ESV translation. There's all different ones. The one that was sent to me, I think, is the NIV. But let's begin this hour with God's Word, shall we? The Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 33 says, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Please, fellow brother and sister in Christ, do not lose hope. He is the only hope. And I would agree with Pastor Samuel Rodriguez is in the news. One of the reasons why many of us hoped and prayed we'd get four more years of the president. Samuel Rodriguez is on record as saying that the current president values input from faith leaders more than any other president in American history. And he talks about his time. Quote, we can meet with his president on a monthly basis. I don't mean for 5 minutes. I don't mean with his chief of staff. I mean with the president, and the president listens. He's given more access to the evangelical community than any president in the American history, arguably without a doubt. And what we talk about sometimes becomes policy. It's not hype. It's not patronizing. It's not a political gimmick. It's not a pat on the back when we have conversations. And one of the policies that Samuel Rodriguez points to is the First Step Act. In 2018, you know, the one that offers reforms to federal prison, sentencing laws, and reducing recidivism, also decreasing the populations of inmates in federal prisons. Rodriguez said, quote, I said to the president, let's look at the way we sentence African-American young men in the way where their white counterparts got away from a nickel bag of marijuana back in the day, and then they're still in jail. It's not right. Rodriguez says, so we looked at it, and that became law. Conversation inevitably became a piece of legislation. President signed. Number of African Americans that were incarcerated have been released. He says it's not hype. It's actually our conversations that become productive outcomes. And for those of you that are in the minority that shake your head and you just have your mind made up who you think this president is, Rodriguez says when asked how he would rate Trump, he said 8 out of 10. He said, while he disagrees with Trump's rhetoric and tweets, he lauded the president on policy, especially when it affects people of faith. Quote, a tweet can't stop my destiny. A tweet doesn't impact my religious liberty. A tweet does not address a baby in the womb in the third trimester, but a policy does. Thank you, Pastor Samuel Rodriguez. 888-528-2557. Let's take a few calls, and then we'll go to the email bag. We have a line open if you'd like to call. Again, 888-528-2557. 2557. Flacco in Santa Ana. Flacco, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, Frank, I like that jam you played, but I just wanted to vent and express my feelings. I had high hopes for this election. I'm very depressed. I feel like drinking a 40, but I'm not going to do that. I had all kinds of questions. I have all kinds of questions and doubts now. This was an illegitimate election, and I don't understand how could Biden win. We saw all the Trump rallies and the support, and Biden was in the basement limited time. It seems so corrupt. I don't understand why whoever is in power, why can't these cheating votes be found out and brought to light? It's just as bad as when Hillary got away with smashing her computer and all that. They left her alone. And then I see Fox News, and they're like CNN. That wimpy Chris Wallace and the rest of those people, I've had it, but I'm going to hang in, and I'm going to try to pray that God will change it by Friday. What do you think?
Flacco, I'm grateful for you. I always tell you when you call, thank you for doing that. What do I think? I don't want to think. I want to agree with you and align with you in prayer that God's will be done. I will say this, if you're interested in my thought process, part of what troubles me greatly is we've seen a number of incidents over the last handful of months by which wrong has gone virtually. There's been no repercussions. I read a story yesterday, 9 out of every 10 protesters in Portland will not be prosecuted. And I recognize some maybe weren't the looters or did other things by which are more heinous in terms of something that should be prosecuted. But just look, I'm not saying anything you shouldn't already know. And when evil goes unabated, when there's no repercussions, you tell me, what is it going to go all of a sudden? Okay, well, I've done enough mayhem for a while, so I'm going to take 5. This is a battle between good and evil. It's a battle between dark and light. And if you profess faith in Christ, you are to partake in the battle, beginning with the spiritual realm and in prayer. I have my suspicions of what's going to happen here and why God is allowing it. We had a caller on the screen who's no longer there talking about this is a wake-up call for the church. My suspicion is that's part of what's going on. I don't know. I don't want to know. I want to submit to God's will. And I'll say it again clearly. If we have, again, I'm not optimistic, if we have 4 more years with President Trump, And more of what we've seen, great. But then what in 4 years? There are evil exists in the world. It's not even masking itself anymore. And to even suggest when you mention voter fraud or tampering, and people go, "Oh, you're just a sore loser." Okay. Okay. In fact, let me share some emails. I've got a ton. Let me just grab the first 5 or 6 real quick. I won't name you. Some of you get upset when I name your first name. Like, I didn't ask that you name me. Answer to your question on how can they call California after the polls close. Every state elections are different, and the way they count there is different. California officials began opening and processing vote-by-mail ballots 29 days before November the 3rd, but the results can't be shared with the public until the polls close at 8 p.m. on Election Day. And then there's a lot more. I know all that, but they didn't disclose. They didn't share. We saw no numbers. That's all I'm saying. Another person sent me the Associated Press justification. Okay, I get it. It's a lot of words. But why would you not at least grant us the, throw us a bone? give us some numbers on the screen before you go, oh, it's a blue West Coast, California, Oregon, Washington, Biden country. I'm not disputing that. I'm sure that's probably true. But can't we at least get some numbers up there? And then you go, well, here's what we have so far. 28% of the vote in, 83%, 17% Biden. We're going to call it now. Okay. But 0% of the vote, and they call it. At least grant us the dignity. Or maybe we don't demand the dignity. Maybe we just want to be lemmings and go along with whatever we're told. Yeah, this is a legitimate election. Here's another one. I heard today during Biden's speech that he has the most votes of any election. I thought this was pretty suspicious. The guy's been hiding in the basement and barely was out, and he got an overwhelming amount of votes. Come on, man. There's something wrong here. Here's another one. Reason why the AP calls California for Biden right after the polls close, because the AP vote cast an analysis of early voting stats confirmed expectations that the state's longstanding political trend in favor of the Democratic presidential candidates will hold. End quote. Nonsense. Sorry. Show me some numbers, whether they're even real or not. What's the point of voting then? Here's one under the category Fat Lady Didn't Sing Yet. Frank, I still believe God has put him in as the winner. Why should we believe anything that MSM says anyways these days? God is the king of miracles, 11th hour victories, and Hail Marys. We can only pray that the truth is revealed. How else can we have more votes cast than registered voters? There's absolutely voter fraud being committed. They waited to see where the votes were needed for Biden, and voila, there they are. I'm not convinced that Biden won. The fat lady did not sing yet. I made that point last night. We got 5 states in play. Time out. We're taking a break. We're gonna stop the counting till whenever. And then we wake up today, oh, just found 100,000 votes. Now, here is a story that is breaking out of Arizona. Arizona in play for Trump after data error revealed. According to Patrick LaForge, an editor at the New York Times, an error was found in the data feed from Edison Research for Arizona results. 86% of the ballots have been counted, not 98%. New York Times has not called the state for Biden, though he still leads. I don't know how old this story is. But Fox did. Fox called it. Oh, here's another one. Frank, I talked to someone following the election closely. We talked about voter fraud. He watches Newsmax and occasionally Fox, and he told me that some of the ballots from Wisconsin had people only voting for a president. That seems very strange to me. What is the percentage of people only voting for one thing on a ballot? I would think that everyone would vote for the entire party, not just the president, at least one measure and something else on the ballot. Do you think there's any validity to that? God bless you and your family. Hi, Frank. Thanks for your show. You're doing a great job. Have you seen this? Proof of cheating, I'd say. And it's a screenshot of Michigan, kind of a before and after. And you know, if you fact check, false. Snopes, false, not true. And I don't know if this is true or not, but it's a screenshot of in Michigan, the top screen, 90.9% of the vote in. Donald Trump, 2.2 million and change. Joe Biden, 1,992,000 and change. 51 to 47. And then, short time later, it went from 90.9% of the vote in to 93.8% of the vote in. 4,260,000 votes cast to 4,400,000 votes cast. Donald Trump has exactly the same amount of votes. 2,200,902. Joe Biden went from 1,992 to 2,130. Question, how did Biden go up 138,000 with no change to Trump? Well, then we'll just save this one for last. Mr. Sontag, when an election result is called quickly, I think perhaps that means the exit polls strongly indicate. Yeah, them pollsters. We heard about all the pollsters leading up to this. Landslide for Biden. Oh, boy. Lord, help us. In fact, let me pray. I need to pray. I need to be quiet for a while. We'll take more calls if you want to call. Your calls are welcome. 888-528-2557. And my understanding is on the break here, we have a sponsor. We'll take care of that in a moment. I'm going to mention Gold Financial. I want to make sure I remember that, but I just want to pray. Father God, we believe that prayer is not only essential, but when we are right with you, that you hear our prayers. And I have no idea how many people are listening to me right now, but I suspect there will be people listening that will say, yes, I align in the prayer that Frank is about to share. So, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Those that I'm aware of, those that I'm not aware of. Lord, I want to be right with you before I say anything else. Forgive me, I'm a sinner. I ask for your forgiveness, and I do repent of my ways. Help me, Lord, I need you. I can't live this life without you. Father, we live in a time, those of us here in our country right now, in our state, listening to this ability we have through technology. The presidential elections, as you know, we're kind of in the middle of well, a mess. And I pray, I don't want to be, I want these to be your words, Lord, not mine. I'm not interested in changing the mess into a message or anything other slick. Lord, I just ask you, please guide us. Please help us. 2 Chronicles 7:14 has been recited by millions of people. We do repent of our ways. We ask that you guide us. Please forgive us, Lord. And yet, here's the reality that is at hand. And Lord, we pray, your will be done, whatever your will is. But Father God, I also know in the Bible, where you actually were receptive to hearing. Where show me where there are 10 righteous men and I'll listen to your prayer. I'm not asking you to do anything other than what is your will. But Lord, please help us. Please expose darkness and evil. We trust, Lord, no one is getting away with anything. But please protect those that are in positions of risking their lives every day for the greater good of the country. Whether it's in the line of frontline health workers or first responders, or police officers that risk their lives. Lord, protect them, their families. Please be with those that have lost loved ones in this moment. Those of us that are in hard seasons, Lord, please help us. We know that with this virus, the perception of what's going on, there are people that are desperate. They're at their wit's end. They may not even know you. Lord, please, I pray that you do speak to them as the great God, the great I am that you are, that in maybe their final moments of their thinking about doing something as horrible as taking their own lives, Lord, I just pray your grace, your mercy, that you'll reach out to them and say, I am here for you. I you are my beloved. I have a purpose and a plan for your life. I pray against any lies from the evil one by the blood and the authority of Jesus Christ that I have. Thank you for dying on the cross for us, Lord. We seek your truth, not our truth. We know that Donald Trump isn't the answer. We know Joe Biden is the answer. The only answer is you, Lord. We cry out to you. Abba, Father, please help us. Pray for our children. Lord, you saw me today. I went to my son's campus. Empty. Just trying to imagine children running around and laughing and playing together and learning together. Lord, please break these strongholds. And whatever it is, the realities of this virus, whatever my suspicions are, I put it at the foot of the cross. Father, I pray that you will stop this now. That we can get back to being human beings where we can enjoy each other and laugh and socialize and love each other. But Lord, above you, nothing is above you. We're to love you with everything we have. And I pray that millions of people will repent, that we've put false idols in front of us, that we worship false gods. You are the only one. Holy Spirit, please guide us. Please help us. Please show us the way, your truth, your purpose, your will. Father, we have a heart of expectancy. I pray that you are going to do something so beyond comprehension, like never seen before. Father, we worship you. We thank you. Help us in this desperate hour. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We'll be back. This is the Frank Sontag Show. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. We are talking a bit about the aftermath of the elections. And in truth and fairness, if you're just tuning in and you're looking for updates and the latest, you won't get it from the program. I'm just talking in general terms about last night and some reading some emails and inviting you to call. I'm mostly lamenting as the time ticks forward as a follower of Christ above all. Jesus is the only hope. I don't put my faith and trust in any political leader. And that being said, I think we are to love this country. God made government. And I have seen an attempt, more so in the last handful of years, a clear, undeniable intention of undermining the country and the very core of how this country was started and some of the challenges we face now. Said in another way, spiritually, I see evil doesn't even hide itself anymore. And last night, watching the election returns and some things that have transpired, I am very concerned that the very process of electing the leader of our land is being tampered with, and there's fraud and rife with deceit. And I just pray by the power of God's glory that darkness will be exposed, wherever it is. All right, let's take some calls. Anna in La Crescenta. Anna, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Well, what a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm so delighted. And thank you so much for being who you are, so sincere. Just keep up the good work. God is using you, and we love you here. What I was going to mention was the first part that you mentioned, there is a change in Fox News. I believe it may be because it was sold in October of last year to Disney, and therefore, hence, you know, the change in certain things. We have noticed it, all of us, my friends and family. And the second thing I wanted to mention is I believe, again, a few months ago, I saw a program. It showed fact check is only two people. I believe they were husband and wife, and I think the husband, or maybe the man who was basically working with her, is no longer working with her as far as fact check is concerned, and she's all by herself. And they were saying that mostly she expresses her opinion on everything that people are checking. So I just wanted people to know that it's not like a huge company with a thousand, you know, people checking facts. It's just, it was two people, and now it's just a woman who's checking it.
Well, that's very eye-opening, if that is true. And also what you shared about Fox being sold last year, that kind of makes sense now. I don't watch Fox consistently. I only watch Tucker Carlson, but when I saw Chris Wallace and the Cavalcade of Stars last night, Donna Brazile and Juan Williams, I'm like, what channel is this? So that kind of makes sense. And thank you for your kind comments, Anna. Terry in Anaheim. Terry, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
I want to thank you for your prayer that you just said. We need to hear that, and it is so true. Everything you said was so true. I just want to say my heart is going 100 miles an hour because I'm so angry at what's going on, and there is definitely fraud going on in our government, in the electoral, the way that we vote anymore. I mean, it's just so sad. And prayer, like you said, Jesus is the only one that can intervene. And I also know that the evil spiritual warfare that is going on in this country right now is so dark that only Jesus can expose this and fix it. And he does use our president as a face to help get us to that point. Because this is definitely evil. And thank you for my call.
Thank you, Terry. You are welcome anytime. Thank you for sharing. Sherelle in Inglewood. Sherelle, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Yes. I was the one who sent the email, and I guess I was a little bit taken back that you were so dismissive. You had asked the question, and I was just answering it based on the fact that this place normally trends for the Democrat presidential nominee. So that's why they called it, which I'm sure they have done last 4 years and maybe even the 4 years before that. And when I was on this particular website, they also have the same type of trend for other either left-leaning or right-leaning states that they would call. So I just was kind of taken back by that. The other thing that I wanted to say is that you had mentioned something about the First Step Act, but I'm not sure if you're aware that it has its origins about 5 years back where they were trying to get some criminal justice reform. A bipartisan effort was made, but it was never passed. So it wasn't something that just started with Trump. And my last thing that I want to say, because I keep hearing this over and over again, that it really find it very troubling when people just have this assumption that if I'm a follower of Christ, I have to vote a certain way, and if I'm not, I'm going to somehow be in trouble with God. I just believe that people can see things differently. And me being a Christian doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to fall in line with how you or someone else votes. And I hope that if Biden does win, that people can do what I did when this president was in office, that they can pray for those who are in power and that they can also make sure that they are not just somebody who is going to belittle, demonize fellow Christians with this assumption that somehow they are ungodly because they voted for someone that you didn't. You know, I just find that very troubling.
Well, there's a lot of presumption there, and don't go yet. I want to respond to a few things you said. First of all, I'm not sure what I said about your email that took you aback so much. What did
nonsense.
I say? Pardon me?
You said it was nonsense.
It is. It's rhetoric. It's rhetoric.
It's not rhetoric. You had asked the question. I was just telling you the trend.
I know the rhetoric of the Associated Press. I know what they tell us.
All you have to say is that you wanted numbers. It was just very dismissive.
I did say.
I asked the question, and then I answer it.
Okay.
And it's like.
Don't be so defensive.
That's nonsense.
Because the Associated Press says what they say. They come to all these conclusions. I did say, maybe you missed it. I'll be respectful to you. You don't listen to every word I say, nor does anybody else. I said, at least show us some numbers. But we got 0% of the vote. Zero. Nothing was shown. And it's a blue state. To me, that just smacks of, what is that? So the Associated Press.
I've been doing this for years. And I don't
that doesn't make it right.
It
Do you really think?
No, I'm just saying it's a trend.
It's a trend.
They're saying that it trends this way, so they're almost certain that it's going to be a majority that votes for Biden.
Okay, I'm all for maybe let's not go with the almost certain. Let's go with being certain first. Almost certain doesn't mean certain. So that aside.
Well, it's going to be certified in December. So all of this is just the calling of what they are projecting. And then everything is certified. Everything's done.
Okay.
In December.
All right. In terms of Christians voting a certain way, there are people that say they're Christian. Okay. That's between them and God. So let me ask directly, are you suggesting that in this election, if we were to base our vote on platforms, are you saying that each party, if we were to weigh out their platforms from a faith-based perspective, are you saying they're both about the same?
No, what I'm saying is people vote for different reasons. They look at more than just one thing. There are people who just fixate on certain things in the platform, and that's all they do.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
I want to finish the thought.
Go ahead.
I personally have and never will have an abortion. But I don't focus on that as the only thing that's going to cause me to vote for somebody or not, or vote against them. I know that this is a secular state. I know I live in a secular country. And I know that God said he would judge the unbelievers for what they do. I'm not going to stand before God. He's not going to ask me about who I voted for. He's going to ask me, what did I do with his gospel as far as how did I live and how did I treat people? So I'm not responsible for someone doing something that they have free will to do. So my platform is not just looking at one or two things and saying, okay, well, this person has those two things, so I'm going to vote for them.
Everybody doesn't look at that way.
My thing is there are a lot of Christians who are demonizing other Christians because they don't see it that way. And I just feel like that's almost like some kind of Gestapo tactic to think, well, you got to vote this way or you're not voting that way. Well, something's wrong with you. God's going to have to deal with you.
All right. A few things before I forget. I respect your position. You articulated it well. And I say, God bless you. I have no issue with anything you said. Here's my response. So with someone that says, I don't know who all the Christians are you're talking about. That's kind of abstract. But for me,
well, the people that I know who are Christians,
okay, well,
who
we
voted for
well,
Biden.
Then we need to
and
share
follow for Christ.
We need to share the gospel with them even more. But here's my question. Someone like me,
that
above all, abortion is the number one reason why I vote. Are you going to tell me that my position is any less or more relevant than yours?
That's not what I said.
I know, I'm asking you. I didn't say you said that. I'm just asking you a direct question and letting you clarify. Pardon me?
No, it's not. I don't see it as that your way is less or mine is more. I'm just saying that people are not going to agree. People have many reasons
why
that's
fine.
Vote the way they vote.
Yeah, I'm not interested in agreement. People are going to do what they're going to do, whoever they are. Some say they're Christian. I know non-believers that are more Christian-like than some of the Christians I say that they say they're Christian. I appreciate your dialogue. Thank you, Sherelle. 888-528-2557. We are exactly on time. We need to break. We'll come back with one more segment here on the Frank Sontag Show next. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. We're talking a little bit about the day after the elections. And to be very upfront, I'm not giving you the latest tallies. That's not the approach we're sharing today. We're just talking about just some thoughts on what transpired, where we are now, what about from a spiritual perspective. And we've got emails and phone calls to get to. Let me share a couple quick emails. I had made mention of California and how literally when the polls are closed, we get projections. Last night, Biden wins the state with no numbers. And all I'm saying is, can they wait a little bit? Can they give us some numbers? Got this email. Frank, same thing in 2016. I was sitting in a restaurant having dinner at 8 p.m. watching CNN on the bar TV. At the stroke of eight, stars flashed across the screen. 55 electoral votes given to Clinton. No numbers, percentages, nothing. And then this one, this may surprise you, Frank, but I'm going to agree with the statement you made. If Joe Biden becomes president, our country is in trouble. I agree that there are so many things that would be very difficult to justify if God were to demand that someone defend a vote for Biden. However, this is where we differ. That exact same statement should be made. If Donald Trump is reelected, there's nothing godly or righteous about voting for Donald Trump, and you're claiming otherwise is sad. So I guess the people that he has surrounded himself by, you can find out who they are. I guess they're sad too, that they just, in terms of the president, they've bought into his scheme. Do you want to just take a step back and just look from a factual perspective about policies that have been passed, about legislation? Pastor Samuel Rodriguez talked about this man, more than any in modern history, has made himself available to the faith-based community. And you're just going to go, that's sad. I'll leave it at that. Charlene in Corona Del Mar. Charlene, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Thank you, Frank, for taking my call. I so agreed with your prayer just moments ago, and I so appreciate your combination of Christian and political views on this program. We're called to occupy till Jesus comes, and I don't think that means sitting on the couch eating bonbons, but we're to engage as soldiers and occupy the land and putting on the full armor of God. I agree with you that this is a spiritual battle that we're in right now. And what I wanted to call about was the polls closing in California being called. My daughter-in-law turned to me last night and said, "Didn't the polls just close? How can they call it?" And I really think what we're seeing is an attack on our way of life in our politics, that evil wants to triumph in this election. And my husband was saying this morning about the evil is going to be revealed. I was thinking of the scripture where it will be shouted from the housetop. And the whole world is watching right now this election. And it will be a victory for our republic to disclose all of that evil that's going on through this election process. We do need to clean up our voter rolls in L.A. County. In the past, there has been 110% registered voters, and Election Integrity Project California exposed that to Judicial Watch and was part of that lawsuit against the County of Los Angeles.
So, Charlene, let me interrupt if I may. I apologize. I could listen to you forever. I'm so grateful for what you shared in your call. I do have to break in a few moments, and I've got other people on hold. I want to be fair to them. Charlene, thank you. Please call again. Eric in Los Angeles. Eric, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to comment on the other caller, as well as something else, but the other caller had said that Fox News was sold by Disney, and the news portion of the Fox News was not. It's still owned by Rupert Murdoch, but the actual programming of Fox is sold to Disney, but not the news programming. That's still owned by Fox. That's one thing I wanted to comment on. The other thing is I had a chance to speak with the Secretary of State, Alex Padilla, on another radio station, and I asked him, you know, how do they, how they call the votes so fast, in real time. And he says, well, news outlets do what they do. He says, but, as the Secretary of State, they're still counting ballots. Now, also keep in mind, you know, in this election, the polls have been open for 10 days. So he did say, you know, they've been gathering the ballots, you know, for each of those days. So at the beginning of election day, they start sorting and, you know, tabulating the ballots. So they do have those past 9 days.
No, I do understand that. That point's been made. My point is, show some numbers. That's all. Thank you for the input on Disney and Fox and who owns what. It is noticeable, though, they've changed their lineup. I'll just leave it at that. I want to get Tom in Anaheim. Tom, we've got about 90 seconds. They're all yours. You're on the air on the Frank Sontag Show. Tom, thanks for calling.
My pleasure. Thank you, Frank. I just want to ask folks to pray for our police officers, law enforcement officers.
Yes.
I run a law enforcement support organization. We're supporting Portland PD all the way to Baltimore, but also the Border Patrol. These guys are looking at the abyss now. In Portland, there's a big march, celebration march by Antifa. This election meant a lot more than just Democrat versus Republican. Evil looks like it's going to triumph. We have to fight back. So I want to ask you a question. Should President, given the fraud that's so blindingly obvious being perpetrated in Philadelphia, has been perpetrated in Michigan and Wisconsin.
Should the president concede is what you're going to ask me.
I'm saying he shouldn't concede.
Yeah, I thought that's what you were going to ask me. I'm with you. Was that what you were going to ask me? I jumped only because we've got like 30 seconds. I wanted to cut to the chase.
Yes, that's what I wanted to know. Do you think he should not concede?
I think he should not concede. I think this should go through the courts. And let me say this quickly. Above all, thank you for sharing about law enforcement. There is, how do I say this, Lord? I've got 20 seconds. Please pray. Pray that God will give you clarity to see, but pray without ceasing. There is such a dark spirit of distraction and deception here. May we as followers of Christ see clearly. And Lord, show us what to do, and may we have the courage and faith to do it. This is the Frank Sontag Show.